Peter Greenberg gives us some of his time every Friday at this time. He is an expert when it comes to travel. And Peter, where in the world are you today?
I'm actually in Las Vegas, Lisa.
Have you been to the Sphere?
I have. I got the nosebleed seats, but it was an amazing experience.
Okay, good, good, good. I was following you on social media like I always do. I love your Big Mac price index piece.
You know what? It's a great metric for understanding what your real cost of travel is going to be. And the Economist magazine does this twice a year. They price out the cost of a Big Mac in about 40 different cities around the world. And based on that cost and, of course, the value of the U.S. dollar, it's going to give you an indication of what you're really going to spend on your trip for things like a tube of toothpaste or a taxi ride or a night out on the town or a pair of shoes, whatever it is. And you know what? It really is accurate. So where do you think the cheapest Big Mac is in the world?
Well, I would think in the U.S.
No. Cairo, $2.60.
Wow.
followed by India at $3. The U.S. average for a Big Mac is $6. And now, okay, Lisa, the most expensive Big Mac in the world.
Japan?
Nope. It's a tie between Norway and Sweden. And based on the value of the U.S. dollar and the currency strength of those two countries, get out your wallet. Norway and Sweden are very expensive trips.
Wow. I should have remembered that because I did watch it and I thought, oh my gosh, that's right. When I went to Norway to visit family, it is very expensive. That's an expensive country to eat in, to travel through, but it's worth every penny.
I agree. But remember, I'm not telling anybody that they have to buy a Big Mac or eat one, but it's a good index.
What happened with United Airlines the other night?
All right, here's what happened with United Airlines. Their system, their computer system, which gives pilots the essential and necessary information they need before they can push back from the gate, meaning their weight, their balance, their fuel load, their air traffic control routing, it failed. It froze. And that meant no plane could be pushed back. They had no idea where they were going. So based on safety, they went back to the FAA and asked them for a total ground stop on all United flights in the United States, which they got. That ground stop lasted for about 3 hours until United to reboot. But, you know, anytime an airline is down for an hour, it takes about 9 to 10 hours to get back on track because now you have crews that are becoming illegal on their time. You have sequences of flights that are no longer in sequence and schedules that are disrupted. So up until yesterday, there were still flights that were canceled and delayed. The good news is they were able to reboot within 3 hours. It wasn't like what happened at Southwest Airlines back in 2022, where they lost 16,900 flights delayed or canceled and disenfranchised more than 2 million passengers. So I guess that's progress.
Someone said, Peter, is Las Vegas as dead as social media claims?
Well, let's put it this way. It's not overcrowded. The numbers are seriously down here. A lot of that is due, by the way, to foreign travelers not wanting to come to the United States based on tariffs, trade wars, immigration policies, et cetera, because the United States, whether we like it or not, is being perceived by so many foreign travelers as being unwelcome or inhospitable. So they're choosing to go somewhere else. That's one of the reasons why Europe is overfull right now with summer travelers. So, yeah, Vegas numbers are down. Room rates are down. There are even some hotels here that have done the unthinkable. They've waived the resort fee. Whoa.
Wow. Wow. I'll take it. I'd take it. Judy is on line one. She has a question. What's your question for Peter Greenberg, Judy?
Hi, Peter and Lisa. Hi, Peter and Lisa. I wanted to know, we bought tickets, or my son-in-law bought tickets for us for our granddaughter's wedding. The wedding was canceled. We have to use the tickets by September. My husband and I are going through a lot of medical procedures right now. We cannot take a trip before then. But since he bought them for us, he put them in our name. Is there anything we can do that he can do to get his money back or get credit? He's a frequent flyer with United.
All right, let me help you out here. First of all, let me help you out. If you're telling me you have to use them by September, that means you bought them last September.
Yes, correct.
There's
he bought them in advance. Yeah, he bought them in advance because we knew the wedding was coming up.
That's right. Tickets have a validity of 1 year. And even if you get a credit for canceling a flight, the clock starts ticking when you bought the ticket, not when the flight was scheduled to leave. And that's why you have a problem right now. So the only thing you can do is ask to speak. Yeah, well, You can call United, ask to speak to a supervisor, throw yourself on the mercy of them to see if there's a possibility. But they're pretty rigid on this because they're giving you a full credit for a year. And if you don't use it, and most times you're going to lose it.
Thank you, Judy. God. I wish you well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Peter, what's the deal with the new Amtrak train? That looked pretty cool.
The new Amtrak trains are pretty cool. They got a lot of them ordered, like 28 of them. They're going to start rolling on the Northeast Corridor very soon. They have five of those trains ready to roll. They're really nice. I mean, the seating is better. They've got 5G Wi-Fi, which is they've needed for a long time. Now, are they going to go much faster? No. The tracks are still not where they should be. We don't still have high-speed rail in America, but the highest-speed rail we do have is in the Northeast Corridor on the Acela, and they'll get up to about 160 miles an hour, but maybe for only 29 miles. After the 30th mile, they have to slow down because the tracks can't support it, but at least you're traveling in better style.
Oh, nice. And that story that I shared with you, I think it just serves as a reminder that when we travel to international destinations, we might not have the protection that we perceive to have in the U.S. The story about the women who were forcibly examined by Qatar Airways. Did you get that one?
I'm still watching that. Yeah, I'm still watching that story. Look, we think that we have rights once we leave the country. We're under somebody else's laws, somebody else's regulations. And, you know, you think you're going to call the embassy and they're going to help you out. All they can do is visit you. They have no right of anything. And that's the thing we always have to remember. So before you ever leave home, understand what you're doing, why you're doing it. Do the best you can to record everything, meaning names, addresses, phone numbers, first names, last names, witnesses. That will help you out in the end. But I'm not trying to scare everybody. I'm just trying to prepare them.
Yeah, it's realistic. And your story on petergreenberg.com about why planes make you gassy, I thought that was a secret. I didn't know it made everybody that way.
Well, listen, when we were in high school, we had a saying, he who smelt it, dealt it, and I'll leave it at that.
What's on the show this weekend?
We're coming to you from, where are we coming from this weekend? Oh, the Gale Hotel in Miami. And it's an amazing hotel because it's not on the beach, but it's got so much more to offer. And we're going to talk about different neighborhoods in Miami that most people don't know about, including an unusual museum called, guess what, the Graffiti Museum. Everything gets tagged.
Oh, I love that. We'll be listening. Thank you for joining us.
You got it.
You will find him at petergreenberg.com, and you will find Eye on Travel on WGN Radio.